With the official arrival of spring comes the blooming of flowers, shrubs, and trees. You may have noticed Bradford pear trees blooming in the region, and if you happen to have one in your yard, the city of Fayetteville would like you to cut it down. The city recognizes them as an invasive species that can choke out native plants that are more beneficial to the environment and wildlife. As an incentive, the city is offering one native tree to each person who cuts down a Bradford pear on their property within city limits. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited the office of two of the city's urban foresters, John Scott and Melissa Evans, to learn more about the new program.
This is our first year. This is a rollout for us. The idea came from one of our Urban Forestry Advisory Board members, Will Dockery, and we just took it and ran with it. And we're so surprised at how much success. Our main goal for this whole thing was education about the invasive species of Bradford pear. And since we've kicked this off, the response has been overwhelming, and it's actually went viral out in there with the media and everything, and we're just kind of shocked at how far it's gone. I mean, I've gotten emails from Virginia, San Diego, New England. I mean, it's just crazy the response that we have gotten. It's also featured in Southern Living.
Right. Several national publications, USA Today. We did have an urban forester in Virginia ask us if they could copy our idea in their town. And we said, well, of course, go for it. So, yeah, it's really picked up traction, and it's great just calling out these trees for what they are and that they are invasive, and, you know, we need to try to get rid of them as much as we can because they're just not good for our environment.
It sounds like if you're getting inquiries from around the country that this is a problem nationally. Is that fair to say?
Definitely, especially in the South and the East. Definitely a national problem. I think other states have invasive problems, but they may not be the Bradford pear. But California, I'm sure, has invasive species as well, but just not particularly the Bradford pear. So
what makes it an invasive species? How did it get here?
Well, they were brought in because they thought they were sterile and they would not reproduce, and they were very much an ornamental tree, and they were really popular in the 80s and 90s. I think everybody was planting them at that time. But what they didn't know is they would cross-pollinate with other pears out there, like the Cleveland Select or any other fruiting pears, and then they would go out into the wild, and their fruits would actually be productive at that point, and then they would revert back to their calorie pear form, which is the original Chinese version of what they are, and that has thorns and everything, and now you see them out in the woods.
They colonize so fast, so quickly, and so easily, and they're not one of our native trees, and so what they do by, you know, spreading so quickly is they shade out, other native trees that we have that might be trying to, you know, grow up from the ground and just don't have a chance because the Bradford pear leafs out before many of our native trees do. And that creates shade on the ground, and it just doesn't give anything else much of a chance. Much like the honeysuckle that we see everywhere in the woods right now, too. It's invasive, and it shades out the natives. So that's another one that is good to remove.
So how do you know when it's reached a dire, circumstance or a problem? Because average person like me, I see it blooming. I'm like, oh, that's pretty. Here, it's spring. Yay, I'm excited. Right. I didn't know it was a problem. I mean, does it get to a certain point where you're like, oh, there's way too many? Is there a number? Is there just kind of eyeballing it?
Yeah, basically eyeballing it. I mean, the frightening thing is to see it out in the woods naturalizing. It's one thing to see it in parking lots or in lawns, you know, in front of people's homes. And yeah, it seemed to be the perfect tree and so pretty. But it's just devastating the way it spreads out into our natural forests, you know, and starts taking over there. That's the main problem.
You're offering people the chance to exchange their tree, I guess it would be a good way to say that. You want them to cut down the Bradford pear and you'll give them another tree. Is that kind of the process?
Yeah, that's exactly the process. Exchange sounds really nice, but we're saying get your axe out and chop down those Bradford pears, and then we'll have a native to swap you out for it. You can take a picture of your tree once it's down, email it to us, and we'll put you on our list, and we're giving away the trees on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th, and there's details online on that.
And of course, with this, we want everybody to be careful when you're, you know, removing a tree. If you need to hire help, that's a good idea. I mean, please don't get hurt. You know, be careful. And then also, it's a good idea to look up in the tree and make sure there's not a squirrel nest or a bird nest. Most likely there won't be, but we did have someone ask us about that earlier today, and we thought we need to make sure to tell people to look up. And if that is the case, you know, you just might want to wait until those babies have left the nest or nest is abandoned and remove it later. But you can still take a picture, you know, send it to us, tell us your intentions, and we'll work with the people on that as best we can.
Do I get a choice of what kind of tree I get instead?
Yes, it should be one of our natives. We're still working on the final list on that, but we have got the order in. But it should be, there's going to be some ornamentals, and there'll also be some larger trees. But we're trying to swap like for like, which means an ornamental flowering tree. However, there are people who are not going to want that, and maybe they want a little bigger one. So we're going to have some oaks on hand as well.
So how are you able to pay for this? Because I imagine purchasing the trees costs some money.
It does, and John might be able to explain this better than I can because he's been handling that end of it. You said we're getting 100 trees for about $1,000,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You'd gotten a discounted price.
Yeah, we're working with their local nurseries, and they offered us a good price. And then we have the funds are in our normal funding, so
yeah.
We have an annual budget, so we're working within our budget. So, yeah.
And we decided to start with 100 because we really didn't know what the response would be.
We had no idea
if no one would be interested or we'd have far more people than 100 interested. And again, we've had good response, so we'll see. We've still got inquiries coming in and emails and photos. But yeah, we're not to that 100 mark yet. So there's plenty of chances to get your tree if you want to.
Yeah.
One thing I want to add too, sorry, with planting a new tree that people are doing now, you see a lot in the spring, is mulching your trees. And that is a good thing to do, but we just need to be careful not to volcano mulch, which means piling the mulch up around the trunk of the tree really high. The mulch should be pulled back off the trunk because if it touches the trunk and it's piled high, it's a good place for disease to set in, for insects, you know, to harm the tree, for rodents to chew on the tree. So it just really causes damage to the trees ultimately. And sometimes the roots will grow in that piled up mulch area, and that's not good because we want the roots growing in the ground. So you don't need very much mulch, just a couple of inches, and keep it pulled back off the trunk.
What are the requirements to be eligible? Fayetteville resident? Do I need to show a bill or identification or something?
Just give us your address, your phone number, your name, and the picture of your tree, you know, cut down, or your intentions too, but we would love to see it cut down, which is weird for urban foresters to say and request.
Yeah.
And that's all that's needed, and it's first come, first serve. So,
we chose this time of year for the Bradford pear because they're easily identifiable with that bloom on it, and the smell is another way to identify Bradford pear. It's a pretty noxious smell.
Is this the type of program that you want to continue doing? I know I have seen efforts to remove honeysuckle around Lake Fayetteville, and obviously now with these trees, is there maybe a long-term plan that you guys are working on, that there's another plant that's on your wanted list?
Definitely. We were already decided, I think next year it's bush honeysuckle will be on our bounty list. And this spring, Melissa and I have been, you know, doing site visits, and it's so alarming to us to see the majority of all understory is bush honeysuckle anymore in our areas, especially out on Mount Sequoia. We went and visited a couple sites. We're just shocked at how overwhelming it is and how much it's taken over. It's really alarming.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Anytime.
That was John Scott and Melissa Evans, two of Fayetteville's urban foresters, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. For more information about the program, email urbanforestry@fayetteville-ar.gov.